As my two older children approach college age, resume building has become a hot topic of conversation in our household. "Could we speak a second language at home?" my daughter asked me recently on the way to school. I responded. "My French is a little sketchy." Then, warming to the idea, I suggested, "Maybe we could speak Irish." My daughter and I were quite taken with that thought. We figured those college admissions people would just love the idea of us living in the heart of the Carolinas, yabbering away to each other in Irish. Then I thought, maybe every night after our dinner of wholesome organic food and stimulating conversation on the pressing issues of the day, we could push back the kitchen table and chairs and do a little step dancing. We wouldn't exactly be river dance, but written up just the right way in a college essay, we could sound like a Celtic oasis in the midst of the big, bland suburban desert. Of course, reality hit when I thought of my Canadian husband, who doesn't have a word of the Gaeilge, not to mention that my own grasp of the language, which I studied growing up in Ireland, is getting vaguer with the years. Still, it was a good idea, and from what I can gather, all straws are worth grasping at when it comes time to fill out applications to the choosier institutions. If you like to spend your free time sleeping in, watching reality TV, and studying your zits in the mirror, you just might want to keep that to yourself. You've got to get out and volunteer, 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 preferably for some obscure cause that you can write about in an earnest and heartwarming way. If you do choose to spend your time shopping rather than saving the rainforest, or hanging out on MySpace rather than tutoring in an after-school program, you'd better be a talented musician or a gifted athlete, or preferably both. And if you're a math or a science whiz, play it up for all it's worth. Believe me, this is not the time for hiding any talents, real or embellished, under bushes. Maybe colleges should back off on the search for the extraordinary and the exotic. Statistically speaking, there just can't be that many of them out there. Bottom line is, delusions of grandeur aside, most of our children are just like ourselves, which is pretty ordinary. Not to say that there's anything wrong with ordinary. After all, we're the people who keep the world ticking.